Come, let us return to Adonai, our God who is gracious and merciful. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Rescue me, O God, my Savior, and my tongue shall ring out your goodness. More ancient than the primal world, and older than the morning star, before the first things took their shape, Creator of them all you are. Your image is the Lord of life, your Son from all eternity. All that must perish he restores, in him all reconciled will be. Transfigured Christ, believed and loved, in you our only hope has been. Grant us in your unfathomed love those things no eye has ever seen. O Abba, Word and Spirit blessed, with hearts transfigured by your grace, may we your matchless splendor praise and see the glory of your face. Amen. His face shone like the sun, and his garments were dazzling as new snow. Adonai, you reign with glory, draped in splendor, robed with light. You have girded yourself with the power of love. The world you made firm, it will not be shaken. Even so, your reign is eternal, for your love has existed forever. Onward roll the waves, O Holy One. Onward the waters lift their voices. Onward like a fury of thunder. Greater than the roaring of the waters, more glorious than the surging of the sea, your love is glorious on high. Your decrees are firm and worthy of trust. The beauty of holiness and worship fills your dwelling place forever. Glory to the One and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. His face shone like the sun, and his garments were dazzling as new snow. A reading from the book of Genesis. Adonai said to Abram, "Go forth from the land of your kinsfolk and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and curse those who curse you. All the communities of the earth shall find blessing in you." The Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I will make you a great nation, and your name will become a blessing. I will make you a great nation, and your name will become a blessing. To your descendants I shall give the land, and your name will become a blessing. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the breath of love. I will make you a great nation, and your name will become a blessing. Lord, it is good to be here. Let us build three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child, called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Lord, it is good to be here. Let us build three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah.
With Peter, James, and John, lead us up the mountain of contemplative awareness, where we will gaze with compassion on the whole of reality, which reveals God's glory. With Moses, Elijah, and all your prophets and saints, welcome us into the sharing of God's wisdom, which continues as we open our hearts and minds to insights from other ages and spiritual traditions. With those who heard the voice from the cloud, open our minds and hearts to know and love you, and our ears to listen and learn from what you have said and done. With the apostles, raise us from our fears so that we can follow you back down the mountain, where you call and grace us to continue your mission and ministry. With you, may we hear the voice of our Abba saying to each of us, "You are my beloved, in whom I take delight." So our lives will be transfigured, and we may share light with the world. you taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. God of life and light, through the mystery of the Transfiguration, you revealed that in his teaching and way of living and loving, Jesus reveals your glory and fulfills both the law and the prophets. May our celebration of this holy season rehearse us in learning from his teachings and living by his values, and so bring us closer to realizing the freedom, flourishing, and fullness of life that your love offers to us and all creation, both now and forever. Amen. May Adonai bless us and keep us. Amen. May the face of Adonai shine on us and be gracious to us. Amen. May Adonai look upon us with favor and give us peace. Amen. Let us bless Adonai and give thanks to God.
Come, let us return to Adonai our God, our God who is gracious and merciful.